long distance information. Give me Germantown, Tennessee. Yeah, well, thank you, Germantown, for taking us in on our little wandering troop here, wandering around Memphis. Of course, the power outages they had from the storm, it was a bad storm this past weekend, and the electricity is not on and where we were going to play. That's not a problem for me. But, you know, the engineers, they're picky. So we're here at the beautiful Germantown Performing Arts Center. It is beautiful. This is for legitimate acts. Ordinarily, you have to be legitimate to play here. So this is a break. The first illegitimate act they've had here, I think, on stage. So we're very grateful to be here in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis. I love Memphis. Memphis made me what I am today. I don't know what that means, but sometimes this pandering gets out of hand. Now, I came out here to record a little tune for my mother many years ago at Sun Records. But she didn't really appreciate just a closer walk with thee. I don't know what the problem was. They just, you know, Sam Phillips didn't have the music for Tena, Tena, Tena. So you can't win. Well, how about all the news, though? All the Germantown and Memphis news that isn't. Yes, Fred Smith to buy the St. Louis Rams and FedEx them to Memphis. They should be here overnight, so it's going to be great. Nebuchadnezzar interested in the pyramid. That's the good news. Nebuchadnezzar. Drezzer, Nezzer. Drezzer was his cousin, actually. Nezzer is what we're talking about here. He never mounted anything, Drezzer.
No.
Nezzer was very big for many years. But he doesn't have a pyramid, so this is perfect. The Tennessee Assembly approves bringing handguns to vehicle inspections. And meanwhile, at Overton Park picnic, ants carried off a handgun at the picnic. That was kind of unusual. Memphis Mayor Harrington investigated for not sharing his tips with a busboy. Whoa. Must be true, then.
That's a kickback.
Yeah. The mayor is still celebrating Christmas, of course, and could not be reached for comment. Every day is Christmas. He did say something about the Jews, but I think that was just offhand. And I don't know. Something about running for Congress to rid the place of them, but I don't know what that means. Steve Cohen's a pretty nice guy, I think, though, actually. You know, but all the Coens are like that, though. You know, they're always a little uppity, you know. It's a Coen thing. New Memphis bridge to be built parallel to the river. They already got bridges going over, so they thought, you know, just run it the length of the, right from the Loosahatchee, you know, down to the delta there. That'd be kind of cool. Councilwoman's son fails vehicle but passes marijuana test. $220,000 Tennesseans attend the BYOG picnic at Shelby Farms. That's bring your own gun, of course. Foreclosure on the horizon. The Pentagon will drop the Bible quotes from the daily briefings and run them instead in the commercial appeal. Thou shalt plant vineyards, but shall neither drink of the wine nor eat of the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Deuteronomy 28:39. I never know what the Bible is saying. Yeah, I wish. Israel annexes Shelby Farms, will build settlements. Should have never let them camp out there, friends. You know, they're patriot-like. With the new 3-mile segment open, Tennessee 385 now is nearly 9 miles long. Making Piperton right handy there. Derrick Rose to take the BAT, that's the basketballistic aptitude test.
And his verbal scores in trash talk are very high, so we're very hopeful on this one. Congressman Steve Cohen proposes the NBA drop the SATs as a requirement and substitute a bar mitzvah. A brisk course is required, and we'll talk about that later when we get to it. That's what she said. Okay, never mind. I got to stop doing that. I'm going to stop watching that show. Polar bears picket Burger King to protest anti-global warming policy. They don't usually come this far south, so that proves it almost. The Saturn reunion at Spring Hill, a real downer. The good news is Penske's going to race Saturns now. That's the... You see Saturn on a NASCAR track there? That's going to be... Looking forward to that. Spring Hill may build the new GM vehicle, originally intended for China, the Wonton. It's big and it folds over, and you ride in the middle of it like that. But GM is asking Mayor Harrington to share his tips with them as a precondition. The Memphis Manifesto Diversity Plan has already attracted folks from as far away as Tyranza, Eads, and Walls. And one guy from Olive Branch. That's it. So, guns in church found to encourage spent casings on collection plate. Section of Getwell Road to be the goodness gracious Great Balls of Fire highway. Right around the curve there is where they should do it. Actually, renaming of it will clear up the mislabeling previously when they named it the Jerry Lewis Highway by mistake. And not the Jerry Lee Lewis. And there is a difference. Lady! That's a difference. That's the difference. Former Memphis Tigers coach John Calipari trades dollars for donuts. Kentucky is giving him $31.65 million. Plus incentives. You wouldn't think you'd need an incentive at that point, but they are, so. That's good then, I guess. He's generally regarded as a great coach, but a lousy SAT proctor. That's it. You know? You don't give him the answer sheet to start with. You actually give him the test first. Josh Pastner. The new guy now, he's good, but he's only 16 years old. Did you see that? He's only taking the PSATs, you know. With the guns in bars law, now it's a beer and a shot. Study finds a pistol on the bar improves service but reduces tips, so there's a playoff there. New Memphis traffic light cameras attract throngs of American Idol wannabes. Vince Young, who's actually not allowed to wear a belt, you know, he's under watch right now, keeps tripping on his pants at minicamp. That's the latest thing there. Okay, that wasn't a big joke, but I thought I'd throw it in there. The Republican leader calls Tennessee's $30 billion budget, quote, more like what a Tennessee family does at a time like this. Nice family. It come from? If you get... Yeah, we're cutting back to $30 billion, I think. Hey, we'll just cut out the lessons, the dance lessons. Most of the cuts came from mental health programs, apparently. The Tennessee elk hunt permit winner is to be allowed to hunt in parks and bars. The General Assembly Standalone Ethics Commission topples over. It cannot stand alone, apparently. Tennessee Assembly declines to place a statue of Al Gore on the Capitol grounds, even though it turned out to be Al Gore. Wasn't even a statue. It was Al Gore showed up there, and they wouldn't allow him on the grounds there. Heat and humidity combined in Tennessee found to be a completely unnecessary headline. Why would they bother running that as a headline? Heat and humidity combined in Tennessee. Who would have thought that would happen, ever? The woman who threw baby at the Walmart guard to work off prison time as a greeter. And in all the Germantown news, the Starbucks skinny latte thief still on the loose. That's the best we could do. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much, Memphis and Germantown and everywhere.